creating, keep finding out, I guess, what you like about design and find your niche. I'm still like trying to figure that out as well. But I think that also helps you develop that. Just keep creating different things and just broaden your spectrum on everything.
Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnon.
What's up? Guess what? It's another week, another amazing guest, and another opportunity for me to bring you value through someone else's story. But before we jump into this week's episode, I just want to let you know that our Patreon page is up and running, finally. And if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's basically a way to support a specific endeavor that you're interested in. And of course, the endeavor that we're talking about right now is Passion Behind the Art, the podcast. So I'd really appreciate it if you would support the podcast through our Patreon page. All you need to do is just go to passionbehindtheart.com and look for the Patreon tab, and it will take you directly to the page. This would mean the world to me and everything that I'm doing in regards to the podcast. A large percentage of what I do in regards to the podcast, as a matter of fact, all of it is free. And I would really appreciate you if you could just help support the podcast with as low as $2. Nothing too crazy. $2. And of course, there's various tiers you can support with more, and the more you support, the more incentives you get. So just go to passionbehindtheart.com and check out our Patreon page. This would help me out a lot. There will also be a link in the show notes. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode. All right, I'm very excited to have Michael Barron on the Passion Behind the Art Show. Graphic designer over there at the New York Jets, and I'm excited to have him on. Michael, welcome, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Daryl.
It's pretty cool to kind of have you on, because a lot of my listeners know, like, I'm a sports geek and I'm a Jets fan. It's kind of depressing, but I got to write it out.
Yep, we all do.
So, Michael, let's jump right into it. How did your creative journey start?
I would have to say it started pretty much at a very young age. Just, you know, the usual, like, drawing, coloring, painting, even building. Just being kind of surrounded by that subconsciously. I think that's how it really started. And then kind of, like, moving more from that, like, in middle school, high school, just being taking those art classes and being inspired by, like, different teachers, and just getting lost in more of the projects they throw at you. Right. You're kind of just, like, working, and it's almost like you're daydreaming, you know. Time goes by, but you have no idea at all, and then the bell rings and you got to go. I think that's what, like, more like I enjoy about being creative as well, just getting lost in that. And almost like having that, like, serenity, just being involved in that. But, like, moving on from being in high school, having to, like, think about, okay, now where am I going to go to college? You know, you're a junior in high school getting ready, and it's like, all right, you got to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life, you know?
Right.
And it's kind of nerve-wracking at first, but, graphic design was not something that I originally had planned, you know, and I feel like that kind of starts out for a lot of designers as well. I kind of wanted more take up architecture. And to be honest, I did not, like, when I started looking more and more into it, I did not have the grades at all to kind of pursue that in college, or I would have to maybe, like, it would go to, like, a community college. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all, but, like, kind of just be, like, an extra step in my process. Right. But, and then once I kind of noticed that, I was kind of approached by my dad. He was like, oh, like, why don't you look at graphic design. Like he knew I loved drawing and I loved that aspect of it. That's why I kind of wanted to first pursue architecture. Right. And so I looked into graphic design, and then talking with more of like my art teachers, getting my portfolio ready. Like that was like a huge process as well. Like I didn't like they had graphic design classes in high school, but I had really like no idea at all.
Oh man,
like, it was more of like just like those like usual like drawing, like painting, mm-hmm. and just like getting more involved, like going from like art one, art two, art three,
right,
just being
right.
more progressive. And you kind of also realize too, as you're in these classes, like, hey, I'm pretty good at this, you know. Like I was always like make like some like drawings for my friends as well, and like just having that background of just loving that and just not really thinking about making it a career at all, you know,
right,
just really enjoying it. And so like since I wasn't going to go for architecture, just developing my portfolio, I had to like apply to all these different colleges as well and get into their art program while also not having any graphic design work at all, you know. So it was kind of a like, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I just knew that I kind of wanted to pursue something in art. Mm-hmm. And even before that, I was also given the CS5 suite from one of my neighbors. He's a photographer, and he knew like, all right, like I wanted to try and pursue it. So he hooked me up with that program, and I kind of had to learn a little bit on my own as well, which is a little like nerve wracking because you could do so much.
Yeah.
Like no one had to work the programs now. You could do so much, and it's a little overwhelming because you're just given this almost like your Bible. I have no idea what I'm doing at all. And that was also another like struggle going to college. I finally got accepted to TCNJ,
okay,
with my portfolio, and I really had no idea. Like I had a little bit of an idea, like okay, like you make like flyers or you make like a logo, but I didn't really have no idea like how to go about that creative process or even how to use the program to my best ability. And that was kind of more of like a struggle as well, because I'm almost teaching myself. So going up to my other classmates, making friends with them, being like, hey, can you teach me how to do this, that? And because they didn't really like teach much of like how to use the programs. It was more of like the idea process and the conceptual part, and just seeing how you react in like different situations. But then eventually, like once I started like working at that and going through like the different books and just kind of trial and error, you know,
and
developing it that way, I kind of got almost like lost in it. Like I was like drawing or painting, like I just wanted to accomplish that.
Facts.
You know, I wanted to accomplish that goal of like, all right, like I actually really like this stuff, and it's just like another form of drawing or painting or creating. And mm-hmm. it was just like that whole creative process and falling in love with it that way.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
But I mean, that's kind of like how that creative journey started. I know it was like a long, long journey. It still is a journey. Still doing different things every day, which is awesome.
That's cool, man. It's funny you said that, because I actually went to the point of actually starting to go to school in architecture.
Really?
Like I was going to school for architecture. I was studying building design. And like while I'm doing that, I caught wind. Like I didn't even know graphic design. Like you know it exists, but you just don't know it exists.
You don't
know
realize
what I mean.
It.
Yeah, it's just yeah. like, and
it's
and
just something that's there every day.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I caught wind of it, and it completely distracted me from architecture. I was like, I don't want to do architecture anymore. I want to do this.
Yeah,
completely. Because you know, like you for me, and you probably went through the same thing. It's just like when, all right, you're a creative, you know how to draw, but you were like, okay, what's a real job with someone who knows how to draw? And just naturally, architecture was what that came to my mind.
Yeah, That's exactly what I thought too. I was like, all right, I like drawing. Like, I was like searching like different things, and like this is what I like to do the most. You know, I'm not like the best at math at all or writing, but I love doing this, and it kind of seemed like the most probable thing. You don't really see yourself like a crazy conceptual artist, you know?
Yeah,
that's true. Like, really, I think of making a group. Like, I'm not knocking anyone who is, because I know like some artists out there like who are doing that, but it just like wasn't like my mindset at the time. And then it wasn't, so like, I started like going through it. I was like, wow, I really mess with this, you know?
Right. All right, so you're in college, you're grinding it out, learning the system, learning just how to become a graphic designer. You get out of college, like, what was the next step after you got out of college? Like, you dropping your dream job?
No, not at all. So I was also like very like appreciative to have this like other opportunity as well. Like in college, I had like an internship at a marketing firm, and that was awesome. You know, just getting more used to like that office life. Mm-hmm. But then after college, I was working in a printing company. So I was still in the same field, but was doing pretty much nothing with graph design at all. Like, I was like still like freelancing on the side, but this was a pre-press specialist position.
Mm.
So I was looking at everything coming in, setting up every like artwork for a print, spec sizes, making sure they had their bleeds, if they needed a dye line or things like that. And it was very, very minimal graph design work. Like, I was still working the programs, but I did not land my dream job right out of college at all. I was working there for maybe about a year.
Sweet.
And then my dream job opened up.
So you were at the print shop, like, fixing all the designs that graphic designers sent like, over that is like not ready for print at all.
Yeah, like when... Exactly. Like, hey, like you need to put bleeds on this. Like, your resolution's bad. I mean, it kind of prepared me, to be honest, like, beyond that end process, to know what to expect. Working with, like, different materials, different processes. I mean, it was a great learning experience. I don't, like, knock it at all.
Sweet. Yeah, because you'd be surprised. But, like, even until this day, a lot of designers don't even know, like, what it, like, a good print-ready file is or what it looks like.
Yeah, like some people too, like, you know, where you could like kind of check off like all like print register marks and all that. Don't really need that, or at least I haven't had the experience of where you really needed that at all. Just make sure you have your bleeds, and then
they'll resolution put,
like, they'll put the dots in there for you, and
you print. All right, so you land in your dream job, which was, I can guess,
where I'm at right now, New York Jets.
Sweet. How did that come about? How did the connection come? How did all of that come about?
It's kind of funny too, because like a lot of my jobs I've gotten were through meeting people, and it was actually someone from my fraternity who was working there. He I think landed his dream job right away. He was an intern for the Jets and then worked his way up through a customer service, and now he's in analytics.
Sweet.
So he's been like, he was like really moved around, moved up, did really well. But so he was working there, and I remember hanging out with him one time, like just joking around. I was like, because I think they were like thinking about having a new logo as well. And maybe like just like a year before, I was like still in school. I was like joking around saying like, oh yeah, let me like design a logo and you could like send it to your boss and then get me a job right at school. Just joking around. But then maybe a year goes by and he let me know that the position opened up for a designer. And I was like, I want it. I like this, you know? And so he also helped me prepare as well, because I was like, I want to really have something ready in my portfolio that is Jets designed. Like, I had a poster, I showed it to him, he was like, this is sick. But then he's told me, like, hey, maybe you could put, like, Matt Forte. He was just signed to the Jets at that time, too.
Right.
He's like, how about you put him in a jersey? I was like, done. And so I think that was, like, another, like, wow factor for them, like, in my, like, portfolio as well. Like, okay, like, you can design for us. You, like, you show us, like, what you got. And I think that's maybe, like, what also helped me as well. But he helped me get the interview. And then it was just, like, after that, it was kind of just, like, taking the wheel and figuring out from there. But it was
sweet.
Yeah, it was definitely right place, right time, you know.
Two things I've learned in, like, in just this whole journey is that, one, you got to do your best to be able to do good work. Mm-hmm. But you also got to be building relationships at the same time.
Yeah, I definitely...
Because, like, you can have the good work, but not without no quality relationships, you won't even get your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have the relationships, but have no good work. You'll get your foot in the door, but you'll get turned around because your work ain't good enough.
You won't last. Really won't last.
So, I mean, those are two things that I've really noticed. Like, just keep doing good work and build quality relationships. What do you think about that?
I mean, I agree that to the full extent. Like, you have to have both sides, you know? Like you said, like, keep, like, creating quality work. But then, like, there's a lot of people out there who are probably better at what they do than me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just unnoticed. Like, they probably are. They might be, like, the best ball handler in basketball. Still just, like, unnoticed because they're just, like, either not going for it, not applying themselves, or don't have that, like, right connection to put them into the right face of the right people.
That's true.
But I definitely agree, like, even, like, building those relationships as well and keeping those relationships, like not to sound like a terrible person, but or just, like, oh, like, just to check up on them just because
you want to get something,
like,
from
the, like, to like, yeah, to get something from it, but you just want to, like, just be a good person, like, just, like, every now and
facts.
Then, like, you know,
facts.
I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, man. I mean, I can tell you, like, it's done wonders for me. I can't even lie. The relationships, and not just the opportunities it brings, but that's why I say build quality relationships, but that people that could feed in your life in a good way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, you gotta keep the good people around and kind of get rid of the bad people, so to speak.
Facts. All right, so what was, like, the coolest moment being at the Jets? Coolest experience?
I think I have, like, two. So
let's do it.
Like, the first one is when I first started. Like, that was more of my first start of a graphic design job. Just unforgettable feeling when I got that call, like, hey, we want to offer you this job. I wanted to scream, you know. But
I could imagine
having my first actual project with them was also big too, because that was training camp and it was kind of sink or swim at that point, like, show up. And that's just something that, like, I'll never forget as well, because after, like, going through it, you're doing all these different print files for different signage. You have to do like web promotion as well, and you're not really thinking about that at all, like doing, like, web and print and also like different, like, social stuff as well.
Facts.
But just, and then getting the kind of, like, that praise afterwards, like, hey, like, you really, like, did a great job. I'll just, like, yeah, I'll never forget that. And then also this new brand launch.
Oh yeah.
So with the new jerseys, I feel like it hasn't, like, it's hit me a little bit that it actually happened and I was part of something so big, but I feel like I still need maybe some years down the line that were actually hit me, like you were a part of this. You know, And that's something I'll probably never forget as well. Just being part of that, being part of that process. Like, you have everything right in front of you and still no one else knows about it. Mm. You know, you're preparing to just drop that bomb and everyone to go wild. Mm. You know, that's something that's probably unforgettable as well.
That's facts. Yeah. I mean, the new rollout was pretty epic. Like, just as a fan on the outside, looking with the designer's eye, like, it was pretty legit. That black, all black. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's nice. it's a lot different. It's the black to our color palette, I feel like, adds so much. You know, adds a lot of depth.
Facts.
It's just so different, because it was like just strictly green, white, maybe a little bit of gray it used to be, but the black definitely just a nice touch.
sweet. All right, so what would you say was the hardest struggle that you had to overcome through your journey?
I think, like I said before, more of trying to learn the programs of, like, trying to apply my mind from, like, my drawing mind or, like, painting mind, just, like, creative process into the programs of, like, Photoshop, Illustrator, things like that. Just, like, that learning curve of kind of because everyone else is up here and I was down here, because they've already have experience doing everything graphic design related. And I'm kind of jumping into it, just learning, kind of just getting that little bug in me, you know. But I think that was more of a struggle of anything through that journey.
I hear you. All right, so who is the people that Michael kind of surrounds himself on, always cheering you on? Who are those people in your life?
I would definitely say my family and friends, without a doubt. Like, my parents always tell me that they're proud of me, and that definitely helps as well, you know, definitely shed some light on those, like, darker days. But my friends as well, because they're also like, developing their careers, and they want, like, they're cheering you on, want to see you win, you want to see them win, and we just want to live in a mansion together, you know?
I feel you, man. It's pretty cool when you have those type of friends that, like, actually want to see you do well. Like, when, like, they feel it when you're down, and they actually want to see you, like, do extremely well. It's awesome to have those type of friends.
Yeah, I have a lot of inspiring friends. Like, they're all doing their own things as well. Like, one of my buddies in law school, my other buddy is also starting a couple of businesses as well. And, like, seeing that, being, like, more of, like, an entrepreneur as well, kind of inspires you to, like, build those relationships and also, like, work hard, you know?
Facts. That's true. I love it, man. I love that whole deal, because I got, like, a couple groups of friends, and, you know, I mean, it's just kind of cool to have those people that you can kind of just share what you got going on when you get, like, a big win, like land a job like the Jets, you know what I mean? You can share that, and they make
you the first people I'm
more excited. you know what I mean? They make you more excited than what you actually were. They actually make it, like, okay, like, this is really a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's definitely good to surround yourself with those types of people.
That's true. All right, so let's jump into some questions. What's that thing that Michael can't live without that's not his phone?
To be honest, it's not really almost a product, but I wouldn't be able to live if I were to not be allowed to go outside at all. You know,
you're outdoors,
man.
Huh?
Outdoors. Yeah. I love everything about it. I need to go outside. I mean, not just to get to where I need to go, but I just love being outside at least a couple times a day.
I dig it.
I just can't be in walls at all.
Hey, I love it, man. It's always cool to kind of just get outside and just, you know what I mean? Just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Like, yeah, I'm with you on that. I dig that.
Yeah.
All right, so.
If I actually pick a thing, maybe sure. a stove.
Because a I stove? Love to
eat. Yeah. I'm always eating. If you never see me with like food at all, then something's wrong.
A stove, man. I've gotten a warm blankie. I've gotten so many. I've never got a stove though. I'll take that. That's what's up. A stove. All right. So let's jump. What is like the first hour you could? You could do like the first hour of your day, first hour when you get into work. What's the first hour of your day like?
First hour, probably be just like waking up out of bed, put some music on, just like kind of like start getting ready. I love music. And then to get ready, sitting about like an hour's worth of traffic, going to work.
Where is the Jets facility at? It's in
Florham Park.
Florham Park, right? Florham Park. Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah. And usually I'll have breakfast. Just like a kind of like a more of a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
Just get, not really think about anything. Just kind of wake up, listen, like eat, get some coffee, and then. Put my headphones in and just start going to work. I think if I didn't have like my headphones at all, like the days I do forget my headphones at work are definitely the most like long days.
I'm with you on that. Like at my job, they actually have like headphones at like everyone's desk. So like if I ever forget my headphones, like everyone gets headphones, I feel like that's a lifesaver because I've forgotten my headphones a few times.
I mean, I've also been like more zoned into my work where I've had my headphones in, but I forgot to press play.
They're not even on, bro. It's just like this. I'm so with you. They're not even on, but they just kind of put everything in place. You put it on, forget to hit play, but you're in the zone.
Yeah,
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy after all.
I'm glad I'm not the only one either. Just like, I really did not press play for the last hour.
Oh gosh, that's crazy. All right, book recommendations.
Honestly, I'm not too big on like reading at all. I'm trying to get more into it. I just finished Shoe Dog.
Oh,
the book by Nike. And then also still working on The Alchemist.
Sweet. Those are some pretty good books you're rolling with right now. How was Shoe Dog?
It was good. I mean, it was a little long, but I mean,
yeah, it's a read.
Stories, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Those are some good set of books right there.
Yeah, like what books are you reading right now?
Let's see. The last book I read was this book called Profit First. So it was more on like if you have a business, like how to set up like different buckets of finance of your finance. Mm-hmm. So when the money comes in, instead of like paying the bills first, when the money comes in, you put the profit away first and start and set up everything else. And the idea is to kind of set up automatic deductions that before you even dive into money, that money is already put aside. And it's before you even start diving into the money as soon as it comes in. So it's pretty interesting, man. It's pretty interesting. And to be honest, I've done some of the practices and I even forget sometimes that the money is coming out. And when I look into the account that it's going into, I'm like, oh, now I see why I do this. You know what I mean? So it's a pretty cool book. That's one of the books that I've read. So I'm called Profit First. So check it out, man. It's a cool book. Yeah, it's not a hard read. It's not a hard read at all.
Yeah. There was one book. I don't know if you heard of it. My friend always talks about it. I think it's the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success or something like that.
I think I've heard of it, but Never read it, but I think I've heard of it.
I think it's like a short book too, but
okay.
I'm meaning that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Put that one, look that up and put it in the show notes for sure, for sure. All right, so what is next for Michael? What you got? What's next? What's the next moves for Michael?
Honestly, I think learn more motion stuff. I've already tapped into that as well, just teaching myself as well, being at the Jets. I've also said like I wanted to do that, and we're kind of teaching ourselves as well, but also just want to actually sit down and really like dive into it more and more, almost maybe even like transition to more of that motion side. I think there's just so much you could do with it, and just opens up for everything.
Yeah, I'm with
like,
you.
Once you make it look good, like still,
yeah. Then it's a whole different world. Now you want to make it move.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, I've seen some stuff like on like the sports end as well.
Yeah,
even working with 3D things and like Premiere and just adding video. There's just so much you could do. So I think that's more on what's next, or what's in the upcoming steps.
I know a couple of dudes that I follow, and they're like, they were in the still, like just creating still stuff. And then eventually one of them, like he's been practicing motion, and like, he's on another level now. He's on another level. But I like that though, because I'm always trying to add something else to my skill set. A few months ago, I was like, I haven't really used XD like that. And I've been like diving in that thing like crazy, building. So now I've built like a few web stuff with XD. I haven't really messed around, but now I feel like, man, I've used it a lot in the last few months.
Yeah, I've used a little bit just to wireframe.
Yeah.
And that, but never to really kind of push out like a full website like that. You do a lot of web design or no?
Well, the last few months, yeah, I've been like really doing a few websites, you know what I mean? At the job, been doing a ton. They've really like it's kind of crazy. Like I wasn't really using XD. Like if you talked to me like 6 months ago, I wasn't even really using it. Now, like,
oh, wow.
I'm using it like at least 4 hours, at least 4 hours a day. I'm using XD.
Wow. That's good. I haven't used it a lot.
And it's now that I look back, it's like, cool. Now I've legit add this to my skill set, which is great. Because it's like between it and Figma, they're like constantly growing.
Definitely.
Well, dude,
definitely,
I mean. Good to just... No, go ahead.
No, so definitely good to just keep like working at things, learning different things. That you never know really what can open up for you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm with you. Like, I'm with you. Like, even with doing this podcast, like I don't really edit it anymore. But like before, I got someone to edit it for me. Like, I've learned so much through this when it comes to the audio. Just doing a full on production, just producing alone in itself, like, it's helped me. I learned like basically how to produce a show, and it's been pretty awesome to learn just the ins and outs and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you learn as you go to just different things you could do better and how to improve on it as well.
Definitely. I'm still learning. I'm never going to stop, especially when it comes to something like this. Cause now that I've seen like it's a serious thing, and you know, I really got to grow it and just learn and, you know, learn and try to teach the people that is helping me grow it. So it's been pretty cool. So what advice would you have for any creatives out there?
Just keep creating. I was very actually inspired. You actually interviewed this person too. Amy Hood.
That's my homie right now.
So I saw her speak at this conference called MLC Connect. It was for a bunch of creatives that were in the sports industry, and a bunch of people spoke, and a lot of them were saying just keep creating. They were almost like, just keep creating random things, have your own personal projects. And that really took a like a toll on me because I've always been inspired to just create things as well, but just never really did it. And then, like, recently I went to California and I made these logo badges for the different areas that I was in. You know, I'm not getting paid for that at all, or like doing it, like, in that sense. I just did it because I wanted to do it. I wanted to envision my, like, the area that I was in, just in this logo badge. I mean, I'll probably still, like, create for the different places I've also been to as well, but that was, like, the most recent. And I just had to say, just, like, keep creating. You never know when you're going to get inspired by something else that you're doing. Like, those logo badges don't really translate to what we're doing at the Jets, like, in that sports field, but something like that could come up and inspire you to something else. So that's why I say just, like, keep creating, keep finding out, I guess, what you like about design and find your niche. I'm still, like, trying to figure it out as well, but I think that also helps you develop that. Just keep creating different things and just broaden your spectrum on everything.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, perfect. Personal projects. If anything, anyone who's listening, personal projects is key, man.
Yeah, personal, I mean, you're your own boss too, because, like, you know, like, you don't have to listen to anyone else. You know, that's right. It's good to kind of step back and you be that person in charge and realize, like, hey, like, this looks good, this doesn't, and just do what you want. I think it's a good little, like, way of, like, form of, like, expression, like, expressing what you want to do.
Yeah. If man, you hit it on the head. Like, if I could tell anyone to do anything, whatever that personal project, whatever that thing is that you've been putting off, thinking about, like, go do that personal project. This podcast is a personal project. Like, I'm always doing personal projects. Some I share, some I don't. But, like, you hit it the nail on the head, man. Always, like, do personal projects, people.
Yeah, I mean, it also brings me back to it, too, of just getting lost in something that you love doing.
Yeah.
It's facts. Fun. It's so much fun. Like, I could do this for hours. Like, when I was, like, creating those badges, too, I think I had work the next morning, I think, and I was up till maybe, like, 3 a.m. I was just going. I created four of them in one night.
That's what's up, man. And that's what happens. That's when you know you're in a good spot. And it's something that, you know, when time doesn't matter, it doesn't feel like work. It just, the whole excitement of doing the thing is what's driving you. That's when you know, like, okay, I may have sparked something right there. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Thanks.
All right, man. So as we're getting ready to close, like, where can people go to find you and learn more about what you're doing?
They go to my website. It's michaelbarondesign.com. And then also you can follow me on social media. It's Mike_Baron.
Sweet.
Instagram. Not on Twitter. Maybe I should start that up, but
sweet. Dude, this has been amazing. Really glad to get you on. I'm glad you accepted the request.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I want people to know more, you know, and just hopefully maybe this inspires someone else as well to, like, work on their own projects and get to where they want to go.
Sweet. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope it's been super valuable to you and you're now ready to take your audience building, your community growing to the next level to help you and help me build our empire, for lack of a better word, or just to build our thing. Remember to stop by iTunes, Passion Behind the Art, and leave a review and subscribe. It's very important to me. It helps the podcast grow. And it makes me feel good to kind of hear from you guys, to know what you like about this podcast, what it's done for you. So jump on iTunes and subscribe and leave a review.
Passion Behind Art. Be blessed.